4897. If you can't help us, then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And unfortunately, most people's reality is illusion and delusion because there are six major corporations that control 90% of the major media outlets in America. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who's a left-wing professor who thinks the right-wing controls the media. Of course, the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media, and they're both wrong, but we do carry the book, The New Media Monopoly. It's important that you have it, that you read it, that you help us get the information out so that people will understand there is this other force that controls the media and is using the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. Well, with us this evening is our good friend Deborah Trevera. She was with us this afternoon. Deborah, you can certainly repeat the things that you said this afternoon if you'd like, because, of course, that was a different audience. Go right ahead. Deborah certainly is a researcher, independent researcher, and one of the finest researchers we have. She has information that you need to know, and she's quite willing to make the statement that there is a program out there to eliminate 90% of the world population. Now, when I make that statement, a lot of people, their eyes roll. They say, well, nobody in their right mind would want to do that. And if there was a plan, why, everybody would know. And, well, of course, nobody in their right mind would want to do that. But we're not dealing with people in their right minds. And the plan is really very real. I was one of the first people to write about the Georgia Guidestones. You can go to my website and see pictures of them. They're in Elberton, Georgia. And, of course, they were put up by a secret society. And what was the goal? To eliminate 90% of the world's population, and they consist of some of those wealthy and powerful people in the world. Deborah Trevera, pick up the story.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and we are in diabolical times. We have an extremely predatory government system that is literally a corporate construct. Many people think that we have a representative government. We do not. And this is probably one of the fundamental realities that you must understand, because you can go to the documents and you can find that it is a fact. And the longer we stay in the matrix and the belief that all we need to do is re-elect a new group of legislators or president or Congress, what have you, that things will change. You're keeping yourself and others that you love in an extremely dangerous reality, because that structure does not exist. It is an illusion, Dr. Sam said. In fact, we do not have local, state, or federal governments. They're not real. They're all privately owned corporations, and they call themselves governments. In fact, even the judges are all privately employed administrators called judges, and they have nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. That's what laws are called. They're corporate statutes. It's important to understand that the corporate charters are void of any mention of life. And they're anti-life, anti-moral, and anti-ethics. And that is the de facto government that many people believe represents us. This is a tragedy because it's a continued illusion of justice, freedom, and a democracy. And, of course, the republic has been long gone. The United States was seized. And I hear the music coming on, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. We'll just hang on there. But basically, Deborah will tell us, and if you didn't hear the afternoon program, maybe she'll be able to repeat certainly the legislation, which is renewed by our duly elected representatives every year, that says that certainly our constitutional government doesn't exist. It has been replaced by a corporation.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we suggest you have any questions. Why? Because you go to the Internet and look up Public Law 89-719. Public Law 89719 was passed certainly during the 1933. And of course, under emergency war powers, why they simply dissolved the constitutional republic and replaced it with a corporate structure. And basically, every year, why Congress dutifully renews that. And basically, of course, we have the image, the illusion of a two-party system, Democrats and Republicans and the Senate and House of Representatives. But what indeed this law did was to transfer the power to the central banks, which run America, which are, of course, then using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And you say that just couldn't be true. Well, look it up, Public Law 89719. Understand that certainly most of our congressmen don't even really understand what's going on. Most of our senators don't want to understand what's going on. But, of course, the central bankers do. And that is why we have our military bases in between 800 and 1,000 nations, between 800 and 1,000 military bases throughout the world. Do you really think that they are defending America? Of course not. They're going after the gold of the central bankers, this elite group that wants a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and wants to destroy Christianity. Deborah, pick up the story.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. This is an enormous illusion, one of many. And so for all of you that are listening, if you get petitions to sign by others to tell you that you need to effect a legislative act, that's all part of an illusion. Polls and surveys are extremely dangerous because when you look at the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, you find that they use polls. Collect data. And this is what is happening now with this massive surveillance grid that has literally come across the country. And so they rely on us to turn in the information that is enslaving us. And I want to say this, Dr. Stan, because this is what we face. And this is the definition of the quiet weapons system that we all are being confronted with right now. It's a system that involves education and disinformation and propaganda. And we know right now with the new Common Core curriculum that children in science classes are being taught that global warming is a reality. We know that that's false science. In fact, the entire smart meter deployment globally was told to us, and you can all look it up. You just type in the name of a utility company in your town, and right after that, type in global warming or greenhouse gas reduction. They say that the reason we had to have smart meters was because we had to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. These policies that are going in place and being put forth in your de facto city government are all based upon illusion. The science is fraudulent. This is eco-suicide that has occurred now in our country. And it's making its way over your threshold, in your doorway, in ways in which most people are unaware. And this is an important point to understand because in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars technical manual, they talk about what a silent weapons system is. And they tell us that when a silent weapons system is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure becomes too great, both psychologically and economically, that it's just too great and they crack up. And they tell us that a silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare, that it attacks our vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing. That's the surveillance aspect. Understanding, that's the mega computer that's interfacing now with our brain. We'll talk about that. Manipulating and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Now, I was talking earlier, Dr. Stan, about an example of the illusion and what is occurring. Right now, globally, there's an effort that was announced about 5 years ago through the Club of Rome. And the Club of Rome decided the fastest way to centralize the government or to bring in the New World Order was to privatize the global water supply. And that's what we see happening here now in California with this engineered drought. It's a drought nonetheless, but it was engineered to be a drought. And this is an extremely important press release that was released on January 26th. Of 2012. And it says the water industry will privately review its newest strategy for driving public water resources into private hands at the World Economic Forum. We type that in, World Economic Forum, a partnership quietly launched in October of 2011 with the funding from the World Bank, Coca-Cola, and Veolia, which is V-E-O-L-I-A, that's Rothschild, will report on progress towards its stated mission to transfer the water sector by establishing new approaches to water government that put the private sector in the driver's seat on all water management. They call themselves the Water Resource Group. It's headed by Nestle. Now, everyone may know or may not know, Nestle has set up shop along the Great Lakes, and they have been exporting the water out from that area. Also, we know that our de facto government has been selling the water from the Great Lakes to China. They've been carting it across in huge bladders that are about the size of football fields behind ships over to China. We are being looted. We were pumped, and now we, as a nation, are being dumped in every single way. Our industry has been sent overseas. Our gold has been stolen. We have been put in the illusion of a government which is a de facto government. I mean, all we have to do is look around and look at our lives. They've eliminated the farms, the local stores. They've placed us in the cities. They've just given us our industry away. They've issued valueless currency. They've stolen our gold. They've raised taxes. And they've involved us in staged wars. We see this happening right now. We know all wars are bankers' wars. In fact, that's a good YouTube to watch. All wars are bankers' wars. Again, they've begun mass foreclosures on all of our homes. They've poisoned our air, our water, and our food supply. So anybody that would say, let's vote them out, vote a new crop in, they're in the illusion of a matrix. They are in the conspiracy. So I can say to you, our safety is determined now by the action that you take in educating yourself to the reality, because we have a very growing, increasing problem, Dr. Stan, and it is called the cooking of humanity. I did a YouTube. I interviewed physicist Barry Trower from the UK, and you can watch it on YouTube, the cooking of humanity. And I want to talk about that because the interview involved a number of questions. And I was talking and asking and have been talking to a number of targeted individuals. For many of you that are listening, you may not have ever heard of that word before, targeted individual. I urge you to go to stopthecrime.net, go on to the whistleblower tab, listen to some of these stories, and go into the mind control tab, or just type in targeted individuals. They're referred to as EI. They're stock, they're gang stock, and I'm going to describe this to you because we are in dire straits right now. The frequencies across the United States and globally have been turned up. We have increased now homes with smart meters, with the illusion of the requirements now for all of us to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. We have these policies that your cities are adopting right now to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Here in Sonoma County, where I am, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, we have policies that require smart meters, just as you do in your city. And they require that we retrofit, replace all of our inefficient appliances with RFID chipped appliances that used pulse microwave frequencies to transmit data to the collection devices called the smart meters. Again, everything is based on the illusion that we must lower our CO2 emissions.
Let me just comment on the CO2 idea that CO2 is leading to global warming. Why, of course, the president and suddenly others have come out and said, anybody who doesn't accept this will not accept science. Science universally accepts the fact that greenhouse gases have led to global warming. Well, science is not. In fact, my friend Art Robinson, you can go up on the internet and go to his website, Art Robinson, has a petition that has been signed by 30,000 scientists, almost 10,000 of them climate scientists, who say that there's no scientific proof that suddenly global warming, that human activity and greenhouse emissions has led to global warming. So either the entire administration, the government, and certainly the media is lying to you, or Art Robinson is lying to you. I've known Art for 30 years. He's an honest man. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Why doesn't the media tell you about Art Robinson's petition? Because the media is rigidly controlled. And the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth, that you said most of what you believe, most of what you read, most of what you see on television and hear on radio, this is not true. And you need to help us get the information out. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we'll be back here in just a moment with Deborah Tavares at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply talking about how they have had a program for some time of trying to target the American people to control our reality, and they, as certainly people, are specifically targeted more than others, but they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our food, and basically the average American does not understand that we are under attack today by a well-coordinated effort. And unless you certainly do everything you can to protect yourself, why, you're not going to be able to survive. They know exactly what they're doing. And when I talk about they, I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people who control both political parties, the media, the major banks, the major corporations, and make mockery of our electoral process. Deborah, go ahead with your discussion.
Yes, Dr. Stan, right now I'm going to let everyone know where they can find these documents that I'm alluding to during the program this evening. They're located on stopthecrime.net. Go to the quick links on the top of the home page. That will take you to hot radio show topics, and you'll find these documents that I'm talking about there. I have another extremely dangerous document that we've recently posted, Dr. Stan. I mentioned this in the earlier program, and it's called the Human Performance Document, and a couple of other documents that I'll need to share at a later date. But the Human Performance Document was written via the Jason Brain Scientist and the MITRE Corporation. Both are involved in literally transitioning humans to an enhanced human. This is the reality that we face, and the experimental programs that have been being used for quite some time on our military men and women. And this is one of the reasons why we have increased murders and death among the military and much more psychotic breaks, because they have been used in warfare. Not only have they had chemical exposures from depleted uranium and radiation, but they've also been literally unknowing in many instances, had chemicals and drugs added to the food supply so that they could, so they would require less sleep in order to be more efficient on the battlefield. But let me finish, because before the break, I was talking about a letter that was written in October of 2007 by Representative Jim Guest out of Missouri. And it was regarding victims of electronic weapons of torture here in the United States. And former Representative Jim Guest, G-U-E-S-T, was a NASA scientist, so he knew what he was talking about in attempting to warn and state that all constituents in our country are being affected unjustly by electronic weapons of torture and covert harassment groups. And you can find that letter again on stopthecrime.net.
And again, his name is?
Jim Guest, G-U-E-S-T.
And is he is no longer in the House of Representatives?
No. And then I'm going to allude now.
But just before we go on, do you have any means of reaching him? He sounds like he'd be a fascinating person to interview.
I am working on getting in touch with him now.
Okay, well, if you ever get his address, be sure to let me know, okay?
I certainly will.
Thank you so much.
Another extremely important document is what Senator John Glenn said, and it's a Senate report. It's actually part of the congressional record of January 22nd, 1997, a Senate report, S-645. And John Glenn said, I rise today to introduce the Human Research Subject Protection Act of 1997. And Mr. Glenn goes on to say, if I approached any senator here and I said, you did not know it, but the last time you or your family went to the doctor or went to the hospital, your wife or your husband or your daughter or your son became the subject of a medical experiment that they were not even told about. They were given medicine. They were given pills. They were given radiation. They were given something and were not even told about this. They were not even informed. Now, I know I found it interesting to learn that Senator John Glenn's birth name was Leslie Lynch King, Jr. So, again, the illusion is very interesting as we work our way through into our reality. But I want to cover a very important document entitled Wires in the Brain. And this is what is now occurring in the United States and globally. And it sounds like we're coming up onto a break.
We are, but basically, are these real wires or these suddenly imaginary wires?
These are synthetic nano wires. And they grow, they're self-replicating. And this is literally, everyone has them in their bodies now.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment or two with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Hold that thought. Basically, this is Dr. Stan. Deborah is saying go to the internet and type in wires in the brain. wires in the brain, or Morgellon syndrome, or the Morgellon syndrome, you'll find that this is a very real entity, and that these wires are suddenly that you can actually they can grow in stores, they can grow in your brain, and you say that's crazy talk. Well, check it out. Fortunately, we do have the internet where you do have access to the information they don't want you to get, because everything is being done to censor the internet increasingly. But right now, you can get this information. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's imperative that people really understand reality. And the only way that all of this could have ever happened is a de facto government and the fact that we sadly believe that we had representation. If we had figured it out decades and decades ago, we may not find that we are in this horrific moment that we're now facing. And I can tell you that it's becoming extremely critical that people understand our reality, because our communities are going to become increasingly more chaotic and dangerous. What is happening? Again, the chemtrails are also for brain and nano-brain entrainment as well. What is occurring is with these nanowires, it's a two-way transmitter radio type situation. I'm trying to break it down in layman's terms. It's breaking the blood-brain barrier, and drugs such as vaccines and laced foods and the chemtrails, it's like lodging plaque in your veins, and the nanowires do the same thing. It is self-replicating, and it grows. And literally, they're redesigning humans. Before, we've talked a number of times about the NASA war plan that we have up on stopthecrime.net, the NASA war plan. They talk about a new evolution. They have told us that humans have decreasing to negative value and that we're to be replaced by machinery. And yet, it's very interesting because there's two factors that we all face. We have the pulsed microwave frequency that are literally pulsing every structure on the planet, all bridges, homes, pets, animals, lizards, people, everything. And that is causing cellular disruption. And we're going to see quite a bit of infrastructure collapse, bridges collapsing, higher cost to maintain our home as the results of this continued earthquake-type shaking from the pulse microwave frequency. But we also have another component at play also, and that's the radiation. And it's called the Wigner effect. In fact, we just posted a YouTube, Dr. Stan, that I would refer everyone to. It's entitled, it's entitled Global Extinction, NWO, End Point. You can go to the YouTube channel on stopthecrime.net and find it there as well. There's another YouTube that I would recommend everybody watch. It's entitled Who's Running America? Who's Running America? And we break down how your local city governments are all incorporated. They're all listed on Dun & Bradstreet for profit. They are doing business for the mother corporation, USA Inc., and not for you. Your cities are all absolutely taking on grants. They're signing contracts that you're unaware of. They are obligating you to debt obligations through grants that they believe is free money, but you have to pay that back. But the Wigner effect is rather horrifying. It's what has now resulted as a result of Fukushima in the increased radiation. And it is the breakdown of materials and metals that are exposed to radiation. And this includes the atmosphere and the entire infrastructure of the planet and the health effects to all living things, everything. The Wigner effect, again, look at the new YouTube. It's described in detail. The Global Extinction, NWO, End Point. We just put that up a few days ago. But Dr. Stan, our reality is increasingly being encroached in ways that most people, again, are unaware. In the NASA document on page 12 and 13, it talks about the technological ages of humankind, and it goes through what we all know, the hunter-gatherer period of time when nature provided, and the agricultural period of time when machinery provided, and then it goes through the internet period, the biological and nano period, which they cite as being now, the end technological age described as virtual. And that is described as complete robotization. And everything will be robotized. The psychopaths believe in immortality. They believe that they have endless life extension. And they certainly believe in the transhumanism agenda, the human deconstruction. And this
they really believe that they're going to eliminate at least 90% of the population of the world? Are they sincere in that belief? And how are they going to do it? Are they going to do it by the things you've been describing, or are they going to have wars, or certainly the financial collapse or chaos? How are they going to do that?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's not only the wars that you mentioned and the financial chaos, but it's the mass silent weapons system that most people are unaware even exists. And what has now happened is we're rejecting all this evidence. I know people that tried to create awareness about the chemtrail, and we're even rejecting the evidence that we see with our eyes. So what this final stage is called a virtual reality. It's a false reality. And people need to go and watch the movie Avatar again. The reality is now being controlled. Our reality has been controlled, and our past has been altered. And our past has been rewritten, and our futures have been destroyed. Because, again, this is a silent weapon system. They've rewritten history. Even the census, as I mentioned earlier, is being falsified. We are certainly being eliminated faster than we're able to reproduce. They're choosing lies to become part of the permanent records now of our made-up, make-believe history, and the media has reshaped our reality. And these documents that we have on StopTheCrime.net tell us all these things. Mass reduction of population, and that is something that even the Iron Mountain Report discusses, that was released in 1966. And when it was released and then given to President Johnson, who stepped in when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, he said because of this contents of this document, it's not to be released to the American people. Well, back in 1966, when it was released by John Doe, was his name, the government got away with saying that that was a hoax, that the Iron Mountain Report was a hoax. It was never a hoax. It talks about annually reducing the population so that we won't notice. The ways in which they would reduce the population was, of course, install a weaponized medical system. We know that the white coats now do not diagnose for our health. They diagnose and dispense poisons and toxins. We know that the vaccinations are laced with human diploid, which is a human tissue, bovine, all kinds of other chemicals, the marisol, even formaldehyde, monkey material. We don't need these things injected into us, and yet people are lining up under the false illusion that they are being made safer. And actually, what has happened with the injection of all of these viruses?
And of course, you're talking about, of course, vaccines.
I am talking about vaccines, and vaccines will lay dormant for many years. And literally, they have names of the population. For example, they have the baby boomers. They have Generation X. They have the Star Child group. They literally created vaccines for each labeled phase of society so that they can track. And they can literally excite the vaccine to take down, through plausible deniability, large groups of people by increased cancer, diabetes, respiratory problems, etc. And what we find now, and I would recommend everybody type in your search engine, Dr. Tent, T-E-N-T, and watch his conference on the exploding immune system. You will find that the increased frequencies activate the dormant viruses that you already have injected in you and can cause illnesses. This is what we face. This is a planned genocide. And you refer often about the huge percentage of the population that is going to be killed. They have been being killed. They've been disappearing, and they're not showing up on the census record. We have large areas of our communities where now houses are vacant. People are on the streets now. People are dying, homeless shelters. People are also being fed. It's called food streaming, food streaming. We have several central food distribution centers in the United States, some of the major crime families who distribute the food. Anybody that's listed as a Bilderberg, if they have a food distribution plant or any type of an affiliation with Nabisco or General Mills or what have you, do not eat that food, and that includes fast food as well. What they do, Dr. Stan, is, again, it's called food streaming. They'll package up food in the same packaging, but they'll put in different neurotoxins and other drugs based on zip code. So they will determine who they want to lace with fluoride or whatever else that area requires. Again, it's all for plausible deniability. We're being poisoned again in our food supply, in the air, and in the water. And people now, I hate to even say this, but they're not even licking their envelopes anymore. I can say that every aspect of everything we do, we have to think very carefully. And I know that this sounds really over the top, because it really is over the top. Our reality is over the top. And the targeted individuals could be your neighbors. What we have now in this silent weapon system that has been deployed by the use of directed energy weapons within the United States, along with gang stalking groups, these are ex-military. They can even be ex-police or law enforcement, sheriff, firemen. Various groups are involved in this. We have quite a few whistleblower accounts on StopTheCrime.net. What does that look like? Well, here's some specific stories that are pretty similar. They normally are assaulting single women and children, although they are also assaulting men as well. So what does assaulting with directed energy weapons look like? They're using advanced remote directed energy targeting, where they have handheld devices that they will locate the target, the person that has been either chipped or selected for targeting. That person doesn't necessarily have to have done anything wrong, but oftentimes they are whistleblowers, or they're intellectually desired to be taken out and distracted by the targeting. These people are sleep deprived. They are experiencing burns.
Are you suggesting that they're beaming some sort of electrical or some sort of vibratory beams at them, and this is why they can't sleep?
Well, yes. They're using, again, weapons. They're called directed energy weapons. And it's also involving synthetic telepathy, voice to skull. All of these technologies are now fully advanced, where now people are talking about hearing voices in their head. And I know many of the listeners may think that sounds crazy. Again, I say it is crazy in the sense that it's real. It tells us in the Fort Meade military document that we have on the source page of StopTheCrime.net. It talks about just this. This was gotten from a Freedom of Information request. This document was dated February of 1998. And it talks about how electromagnetic fields influence the biological system and cause adverse effects on human health, such as cancer, reproduction, etc. Talks about how They can disorientate you. They can cause disruption of working memory. And they go on to say, every human is subject to the effects of the microwave heating, and the predictability is 100%. Slow onset of such frequency heating can be unrecognized by the person being targeted.
Well, now, how would they target them? Through satellite? Now, how would they do that?
Yes. Well, Dr. Stan, it is from every type of wireless device that is now in our environment. The cell phone towers, the GWEN towers, G-W-E-N is GWEN, through the antennas, through Wi-Fi, any of the wireless communication devices that people have in their home, they've literally really got to cord up everything. And your cordless phones are a real culprit. And this is, again, frequencies that are literally interfacing with our brain. This was all planned and intended. And in this military document, Dr. Stan, it talks about, again, creating the inability to consolidate working memory, and that people would hear buzzing and ticking and hissing and knocking sounds that would originate behind the head to distract the targeted person. They go on to talk about voice-to-skull communication. Now, this was originally developed to help people that could not hear, but it was the technology was stolen by the people that had intended this to be for good, and now it's being used as part of the targeting apparatus. Where it, because, of course, if you have the sense of hearing something in your head, it's psychologically devastating to suddenly hear voices in your head. And if you try to explain this to the general population, they'll think you belong in a mental ward. And sadly, that is what is happening to many targeted individuals, because the doctors are not able to identify what the symptoms of being targeted is. They do not understand what the cell phones, what the smart meters, again, what the cell towers are doing. Your doctors, sadly, are not trained to be of any assistance at all.
Can they target the people with Wi-Fi or with broadband?
I'm sorry?
Can they target people with Wi-Fi?
Yes.
If you have a Wi-Fi in your home, can that be utilized?
Yes, if you have Wi-Fi in your home, that is a military frequency. They've used that in military targeting of opposition. That's widely discussed. In fact,
hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Deborah Tavares. Deborah's on the front lines and certainly one of the finest researchers we have out there. And if you think her material is just couldn't be true, go to her website. And certainly, if you'd like to get my interviews with her, we had an earlier interview today and this one, they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, and you can verify everything she says on the documentation you'll find on her website. If you'd like to get a 4-CD set of my interviews with Deborah, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Could this really be true? This sounds so Star Wars. This sounds so crazy. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. There really are people who want to control you and your family. There really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world. This is not imaginary. This is real. Now, these people suddenly control the wealth of the world. They control the media. They control our major banks. They control our major educational institutions. They control the great tax-exempt foundations. Why do they want to do this? Because they believe that we need to have a small group of powerful people running the world. And of course, this is the antithesis of what the average American wants. The average American wants to be left alone and wants to be free. They do not intend to do that, and they are moving suddenly not only the United States, but the entire world into this controlled situation. Why? Because there are powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. And the one thing that we have contributed to the thought process and understanding of what's going on today is the fact that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Indeed, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But this is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And of course, what everybody forgets is God. There really is a God. Suddenly, the elite controlled everything after World War I. They intended to bring in the world government, the League of Nations, and God intervened and they failed. World War II, after killing 60 to 70 million people, they were going to create the United Nations, the one world government, and God intervened, and suddenly they failed. And of course, at present time, they are doing exactly the same thing. They're planning on World War III. They're planning on a financial collapse. They're planning on all sorts of things to bring about this world government, because this is what energizes and motivates them. These are evil and wicked people, but they know exactly what they're doing. And they represent the wealth of the world. And the fact that most people have no idea what's going on simply is a reflection of the degree of control that these people have over our educational system and over those six major corporations that control 90% of the financial assets in America. I should say, of the media outlets in America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. What you need is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the true story of the murder on the Orient Express. That's just that for Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, you should get Professor Ben Back Dickens' book, The New Media Monopoly. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out. It's up to you. I can only do so much. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. And of course, we need your help to get the information out so people will begin to understand what is indeed truly going on today. And the difficulty is, of course, that the average individual finds it difficult to believe, and they don't want to believe that there really are people there who want to destroy America and that they already control America. They control both political parties and make a mockery out of our elections. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry. Radio Liberty, we do need your financial help. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be back in just a moment with William Greig.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And most people simply want to be left alone and allowed to live out their lives and raise their families without understanding there's a very small and evil group of people of great wealth who want to use and are in the process of using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And their goal is a one-world government controlled by an elite, a one-world financial system. They want to destroy Christianity. They have an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why we see the breakdown of the moral fabric of our society. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God, and I believe that God is very unhappy with the way things are going, and I think he's going to bring his judgment on America, and those people who have not taken a stand are going to be caught up in a terrible, terrible time that lies ahead. Well, with us this evening is William Greig, and William certainly was formerly the editor, a senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's certainly been with Republic Magazine. He writes prolifically. He's certainly one of the fine minds. He does write our newsletter, and certainly his latest newsletter we have. It's excellent. But he's with us every Friday evening, bringing us up to date on what's going on in the country. William Greig, you pick up the story.
I understand. It's always an honor to be with you, and I'm really grateful for everything that you've done and continue to do on behalf of truth and decency. And one of the things that we have to discuss, of course, is what happened in the era of Ukraine yesterday. And the tropism towards a catastrophe, I think, that's going to dwarf World War I, which we've never recovered from. This, of course, is the centennial year of World War I. And there is a real, Sarajevo flavor to a lot of developments of which the apparent shootdown of a Malaysian jetliner is quite typical. And the first thing that I thought when I heard the terrible news about what happened yesterday is that I don't know which scenario does less violence to the principle of parsimony, also known as Occam's razor. That's a principle of logic that tells us the simplest explanation is probably the true one. Which of these two scenarios is more likely to survive Occam's razor? That this incident and the incident involving an identical model of Malaysian Jet Airliner about 4 months ago are connected or that they're not connected. Which of these two scenarios is more implausible or which of the two is more believable? I don't know, but it is profoundly fragrant, in my opinion, of bad will and ill intentions on the part of the United States and its allies, the power elite. The line that's coming out of the media right now and out of the Obama administration and out of the coalition of bribed and bribed, the line is that it doesn't matter who actually fired the missile, assuming that a missile was involved in this, that Russia has to be held responsible.
But here's the thing, as you point out, that there's two bombings, but basically they're both Malaysian airliners. The question is, why Malaysian airliners? Is that a coincidence? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's likelier that this is a coincidence or that this is something other than a coincidence. I don't know which of those two scenarios does more violence to rationality. But the fact that there seems to have been this coordinated push on the part not only of the Obama administration, but its hand-picked hand installed junta, its cat paws junta there in Kiev, to say that irrespective of the facts on the ground, Russia has to be held responsible. One of the lines that was being pounded into the heads of anybody stupid enough to watch cable television yesterday was that Putin's responsible because he started the war in Ukraine. Certainly speaking, no, he didn't. He didn't start the war in Ukraine. This conflict began the better part of a year ago when the United States and the European Union deliberately undermined and subverted and eventually removed through a putsch a democratically elected government. Not a good government, of course. You're talking about the former Soviet Union. Nobody in that roiling mass of corruption would be considered clean or commendable.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, Senator Wyndham is just talking about certainly the treaties that have been reached with Boris Yeltsin's government, certainly between the United States and Russia. But go ahead and pick up that story.
The idea is that NATO would not head east, that it would not absorb the former constituent states of the Warsaw Pact. And NATO's actually run right up into the near abroad and started to enter into some provisional sort of second-tier arrangements with elements of what had been the former Soviet Union itself. And the European Union, of course, is doing likewise in terms of trying to absorb Ukraine. Roughly half of Ukraine is Eurocentric, and roughly half of Ukraine is Slavophile. That is to say, they're more inclined toward Russia. And you've got, as was the case in Yugoslavia, you've got people who are mutually inhospitable, and the best arrangement would be a partition of Ukraine into two countries, and an amicable split, as amicable as can be made now, given the fact that we've had several months of very pitched warfare between these irreconcilable factions. I've heard Vladimir Putin, once again, I bear no brief for the guy, referred to over the last day or so on CNBC and a couple of other outlets by neocons who spread the very narrow divide between right and left, if you will. Right neocons, left neocons are all Trotskyites. It doesn't matter whether they subscribe to the Republican Party or they brand themselves as Democrats. They're all peddling the same doctrine. But I've heard Vladimir Putin referred to as presiding over the most aggressive government on earth. As far as I can tell, they're not even in the top five or so. I mean, they've done some horrible things in Chechnya, the Russian government has. They've done some quite reprehensible things in Ukraine and elsewhere. But they're not flinging drones at countries halfway around the world. And as far as I can tell, their army is garrisoned on so much as an acre of soil in a way that's not compatible with treaty. They do have assets there in Crimea that were guaranteed to them under a 1994 treaty that was signed by the United States, the Boris Yeltsin government. And when they reinforced those garrisons in Crimea, they were not invading Crimea or occupying Crimea. You may not like what they're doing, but that's something that was entirely appropriate according to the treaty.
Well, you know, it looks to me like everything going on today is all orchestrated and really is sort of a prelude to an expansion of the of militarism and a war. I think there are people who want an excuse for World War III. Could that be what this is really all about? That we keep trying to look at things from a rational point of view, whereas now we're not dealing with things that are rational. We're dealing with people who have a different agenda, they have a different worldview, and they really want another major war. Could that be possible?
Whether this is what they desire, their actions are conducing in that direction. And I think that there are definitely people who have been trying with all diligence for the last several years to find some vector that would lead us to the ultimate destination of a major international conflict that would be global in scope. One of the many gambits that we've seen, of course, was to exploit the chaos, the orchestrated chaos. There can be such a thing as orchestrated chaos in Syria. And what happened yesterday and the way that immediately we're being fed the narrative that Putin must be responsible for this, the rebels that are looking toward Russia with sympathy that they're responsible for this, that reminded me an awful lot, and it's reminded a number of other observers of the things that were being said after the putative chemical weapons attack that occurred in Syria. You know, this was a red line that the Syrian government had supposedly crossed, that this required an international response. Well, you know, who thwarted this? It was Vladimir Putin. It was Vladimir Putin who actually managed to arrange an international accord that would involve something other than a full-scale international intervention in the Syrian civil war. Of course, the Syrian civil war is another production orchestrated by our familiar group of war makers, and many of the same people now are tub-thumping not only for a return to Iraq and, when possible, some kind of attack on Iran, but now they're taking up with Russia itself. And Russia is the only country on earth ruled by a government that could actually hurt us, not only in terms of their military. I mean, on a global scale, Russia does not have a military comparable to that of the United States, but in theater, in that region, they do have a preponderance of force there. They do have a correlation of forces that is very much favorable to them in their near abroad. But financially, the Russians are in a position to do us great injury, along with their other allies, the so-called BRICS coalition, which is Brazil, Russia, India, and China. These are people who, in the aggregate, control a lot of the debt in the world, a lot of the dollar-denominated debt. There's already been moves in the direction of having international settlements being reached in a currency other than the dollar, specifically the Chinese yuan renminbi, as a number of entities in the country, including a couple of major corporations in Canada, have started to use the Chinese yuan rather than the dollar as an instrument of negotiation and issuing debt, settling debt accounts, things of that nature. So they actually have access to the one instrument that could be used to undermine what remains of American power and prestige, and that is to discredit definitively the dollar as a store of value and as the world's reserve currency. Of course, they can't do more damage to the dollar than has been done by the United States government and the Federal Reserve, do I repeat myself? I mean, the United States government has been functionally bankrupt since August 1971. It's only the petrodollar accord with the Saudis that has kept the dollar in any way respectable in the eyes of the international market. And so that's a huge vulnerability that the Russians, Chinese, and their allies are going to be able to exploit. And the other thing I find fascinating about this, Dr. Stan, is that you've got people in the Obama administration right now going before the United Nations and trying to get some kind of an imprimatur from the United Nations for concerted action against Russia. And this, of course, is very complicated, a very dicey proposition, given that Russia is one of the founding members of the UN Security Council, one of the five permanent members of the Security Council, can veto any action taken by that apex decision-making body. And so the Obama administration and some of its bought, browbeaten, and bribed allies are talking about taking this to the General Assembly. I'll be interested to see what happens here, because the United States is not particularly popular in the General Assembly, even in the age of Obama, and Obama embodies sort of a knee-jerk left academia, third-world populism, post-colonial populism, you think would resonate with many of the movers and shakers in the General Assembly. But the thing is, many of these countries have been on the receiving end of America's peculiar brand of armed benevolence. They've seen their countries ripped apart. They've seen their own governments subverted, their economies destroyed. Chances are these people, taking a look at the comparative track records of the United States post-Soviet Russia over the last few decades, change, will say, really, when you think about it, the United States has been behaving more like the Soviets than the Russians have, and then be able to make a case. And that injures me deeply as somebody who loves this country and somebody who just detests communism. But I have to be blunt, and I have to be as candid as I can. There's a moral imperative to tell the truth as you're given wisdom to understand it. As bad as the Russian government is, the government ruling us is that much worse. And that's not because the Russians are anyway benign. It's not because they're ideologically pure. It's not because they've eschewed collectivism or that they're entirely untainted by certain grandiose ambitions toward world prominence. It's just that the people running the affairs in Washington, D.C. are crazed and utterly convicted ideologues. They really do think that they've been anointed by, well, they don't believe in God, as we understand God anyway. They've been anointed by history or some other series of impersonal forces to be the vanguard for restructuring the world. And of course, they have kindred, I would call them demoniacs in other governments around the world who work in concert to try to bring about the consummation of this evil design. But I think the people of Washington are so hubristic. They are so completely sold out on their own conceit. They're so wise in their own sight. They see themselves as being so transcendently powerful that they have grown utterly insensate to reality as the rest of us experience it. Now, think of Obama's performance yesterday when he was in Delaware on a fundraising trip. He was jocular. He was insouciant. He was, I think, contemptuous, quite frankly, of the human loss, the carnage that has occurred in Ukraine. He segued in one of the most awkward and jarring ways imaginable from talking in very perfunctory ways about what happened in Ukraine into his pre-planned patter of really sort of facile sophomoric humor in order to warm up a crowd, in order to touch them up for campaign donations. You know, touting, among other things, the supposed magnificence of Delaware for giving us the gift that is Joe Biden. You know, that's one gift we should have returned the day after Christmas. But this is somebody, I think, upon whom the human tragedy of what happened in Ukraine left no notable impression. And it's because he's become inured to this. I mean, this is a guy who every Tuesday, let us not forget, every Tuesday meets with his national security team, and they present him with the kill list. either for summary execution by drone strike or otherwise. This is a program that's still going on. This is the sort of thing that is really trans-Soviet in terms of the pure, unfiltered evil that it represents. Joseph Stalin had the ambition to do this sort of thing, but he didn't have the technical capacity. And these people have the technical capacity, and as far as I can tell, there's no moral check rein on what they're willing to do. So when speculation is put into circulation, that what happened yesterday could be a variant on the old Operation Kirkwood scenario of using a civilian jetliner in a planned and orchestrated terrorist attack to provide a pretext for war. When people start talking about this type of a scenario, I don't think it should be dismissed outright, because it's certainly within the capacity, the technical capacity of the people that we're talking about to do this sort of thing. They certainly have no moral compunctions against doing that sort of thing. Let's not forget that according to the Downing Street memo and some of the other revelations we've had about the buildup to war with Iraq in 2003, that Tony Blair and George W. Bush actually at one point talked about using a civilian jetliner to bait Saddam Hussein into shooting it down in order to provide a pretext for war. These plans have been on the shelf for decades, and there's no reason at all why they wouldn't run a scenario of that sort in order to achieve what they want. And what they want to achieve, for whatever reason, seems to be a military confrontation with Russia, which is utterly deranged. But once again, derangement seems to be their default setting.
And I think it's vitally important that people understand that there really are people here in Washington, D.C., who want a war with the Soviet Union and certainly other liberal organizations. Well, we may be on the bridge of a war. Pray for peace. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is William Grigg, and talking certainly about how we've been able to study the history, how Germany was able to justify to going to war with Poland. They actually certainly dressed German troops up in Polish uniforms and committed atrocities, and basically, as if, of course, the Polish military was committing atrocities against their own people. And that, again, was then used to justify the German attack, and it's simply it was a false flag operation. Things work that way, and we have people today who want a war with Russia, as Samantha Powers, I think, is who Cindy William is talking about. Why don't you pick up the story?
Yeah. I'm really ashamed to say that Samantha Power is an Idahoan. She's a fellow Idahoan. She's somebody who shares that geography, but apparently living here didn't to immunize her against the allure of power of the worst sort. And yeah, this is what Kurt Nimmo points out. Obama's United Nations ambassador, Samantha Power, spelled out the United States' position on the downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. It was evil act perpetrated by separatists in Ukraine and their enablers, the Russians. Obama followed the Power speech by saying Ukraine separatists are heavily armed and trained because of Russian support. Power leveled the Obama administration's accusation at the United Nations once again, despite the fact that an investigation has yet to begin. In order to shape the outcome of any investigation, the United States packed a delegation with government officials from the NTSB, the FAA, and the FBI. Last Thursday, the White House demanded an immediate ceasefire so there could be a full, credible, and unimpeded international investigation as quickly as possible. I will interject here that there have already been acts that have in some way spoiled the crime scene. You've had reports that the black box, that there were two black boxes, actually, that there were two flight recorders. One of them was taken by Ukrainian separatists who were pro-Russian and reportedly taken into Russia, allegedly for safekeeping. And the other one apparently has been taken by the Ukrainians. So even at that level, we won't really have any way of making a definitive determination as to what happened here, assuming those reports are credible. The demand issued by White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest did not take into account the fact that an existing ceasefire was terminated by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, who said the regime in Kiev is not interested in renewing the ceasefire, and the military campaign is our response to terrorists, rebels, looters, and those opposed to the coup regime. The context for yesterday's horror is clear. Power insists separatist forces backed by the Russian government continue to destabilize Ukraine and undermine the efforts of Ukraine's elected leaders to build a democratic Ukraine that is stable, unified, secure, and able to determine its own future. The current regime in Kiev came to power through a violent putsch, not democratic elections, continues Mr. Nimmo. Its vanguard consisted of extreme nationalists and fascists, most notably from right sector. Then he replaced the top government posts following the coup that toppled the democratically elected leader of the country. Confirmed by Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, key organizations in Ukraine, including the neo-Nazi party Svoboda, were generously supported by Washington, Michael Chastowski wrote in March. The hyper-nationalist Svoboda and right sector represent two main neo-Nazi entities that have been entrusted with key positions which grant them de facto control over the armed forces, police, justice, and national security. These fascist elements are now involved in military operations in the eastern part of the country, including massacres, murdering civilians, and ethnic cleansing. In the brutal attempt to eliminate opposition to the coup regime, the murderous character of this effort is distorted and ignored by the corporatist media in the West. One of the things I want to point out here is that according to reports that I've seen, once again, I'm going off of mostly secondhand information, a lot of it from the Malaysian press, this flight was actually diverted significantly to the north of the familiar flight path that had been taken by other airliners on the same day, which means that they flew over a very hotly disputed territory where you have not only Russian separatist forces, but you also have many of these people that Mr. Nimmo is referring to working on behalf of the Ukrainian regime, conducting these high-intensity operations that involve indiscriminate attacks on people who are suspected of disloyalty to the central government. Yes.
What are you essentially saying is that the plane, the Malaysian plane, was diverted into a more dangerous region?
Yeah, it was diverted out of the internationally recognized safe zone and into an area where they didn't really have clearance. And then they were instructed to fly down from 35,000 to 33,000 feet or lower. And apparently 32,000 feet is the basement floor of what's considered to be the safe zone for flying, overflying that territory. They diverted to the north into an unsafe region. And then they were told to fly lower. And really, by doing so, they were brought within the range of anti-aircraft fire. And that's something that has to be looked into, and I doubt that we're going to have an objective investigation of that element of the story as well as any other.
Well, I guess the question is, William Grigg, the questions are being raised. Why are these things happening? And is this a prelude to something terrible and frightening, possibly even World War III?
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, William is certainly pointing out that the Malaysian plane, instead of being allowed to fly the usual safe course over that part of the Ukraine, was ordered to fly north, to actually come down to a lower level, and actually, so they flew into an area where they suddenly it was not where planes ordinarily go. They were descended to from 35 to 33,000 feet, suddenly, and this would make them more susceptible to certainly a missile hitting them. And then, what was this other issue about the question about some DVD or some television on this that had a time on it that begins to raise questions when this really all took place?
Yeah, what happened is that after the plane crashed, apparently was shot down, the Ukrainian government published on YouTube a video containing what was described as audio between a Russian military commander and members of the Russian separatist militia in eastern Ukraine, in which they supposedly discussed shooting down a plane. And they would have done this apparently over non-secure cell phones or other communications that are susceptible to eavesdropping. And this was made public literally within minutes, but probably no more than an hour of the incident yesterday. And this was seized upon triumphantly and then has been reiterated constantly as both smoking gun evidence that the Russian separatists, yes, the ethnic Russian separatists in Ukraine were directly implicated in shooting down this plane. The problem is that the embedded time code for uploading this video, not the time code for the publication, that, you know, when you publish something on YouTube, it has a date of publication and a time of publication that's posted on the screen. But when you upload a video to this service, there's the embedded time code within the upload itself. In other words, that's going to tell you when the video was actually produced and made available. And what this suggests to me, assuming, of course, that this disparity is accurate, is that the video had been produced the day before the shootdown. It was produced on Wednesday, in other words. And it was uploaded and prepared for the incident. And then when the incident occurred, then they hit the mouse on their computer, and they uploaded this to YouTube, and then it was seized upon as evidence that they had intercepted this communication. But the communication would have been actually something that had been scripted and performed by voice actors as part of a propaganda piece that was pre-positioned for an event that the Ukrainian government knew was going to occur on Thursday. So I don't know whether or not that's true. What I know is that there's no way of confirming the validity of the Ukrainian video, and the circumstantial evidence suggests that the Ukrainian video itself is a crude forgery. But this is all being tossed into an Osterizer with everything else that's in any way in conflict with the party line that's being hammered by the Obama administration, which is, it doesn't matter who did this, it doesn't matter who's directly responsible, the Russians are responsible because they're subverting the new democratic government of Ukraine. And the government of Ukraine was installed in a putsch that was sponsored by the United States and the European Union, carried out basically by the CIA. I mean, there were CIA operatives on the ground who were captured by Ukrainian police during the protest. That's something that's pretty much incontestable. But the objective here is to create some kind of a pretext for what could be the most disastrous military confrontation of the last 70-some-odd years if the United States gets involved directly in the conflict that it helped to foment in Ukraine. This is something that could have terrible implications. And you're consistently warning us, Dr. Stanton, you have for many decades, that the type of people we're dealing with, the people you characterize appropriately as the Brotherhood of Darkness, they thrive on bloodshed and chaos, and they seek to destroy that which is settled and permanent and useful and good, true, and beautiful in order to rebuild the world through force and through terror, nearer to their depraved heart's desire. And there's no better way of doing this than bringing about large-scale war and bloodshed. This is something that is immensely profitable for people who are in a position to benefit. The cliche, and cliches, of course, that come from somewhere, they usually represent time-tested wisdom in a highly digestible form. The cliche is that it's a rich man's war, but it's a poor man's fight. And there are people who did very, very well in this multi-axis disaster that was the Iraqi war, I'm thinking of how tremendously Halliburton profited from it. And we see once again an effort by the same players to get us involved in a conflict in Iraq. And in Iraq, of course, you have ISIS running wild, and ISIS is something that has been propagated by the same people who were supporting the Al-Qaeda-connected rebels in Syria. And those same Al-Qaeda-connected rebels in Syria were involved, some of the seeds were planted in Libya when the United States yanked Gaddafi out of power after he had served the purposes of the power elite. These are the types of things that these people do. I mean, they diligently plant the seeds of conflict, and then they water those seeds through bloodshed, and they harvest the nettles of larger conflicts. And so you've got at least four or five very large and, for these people we're discussing, promising potential route to a major conflict with Russia. Syria has always been close to Russia. Iran is close to Russia. Iraq is now, of course, close to Iran because of the United States intervention, because the United States removed Saddam Hussein and installed a Tehran-aligned government. The government in Baghdad is now asking for Iranian intervention to deal with the Al-Qaeda-fueled insurgency that the United States created. And as far as I can tell, any one of these could be a route that could lead us to a conflict with Russia. But obviously, if we find ourselves intervening directly in Ukraine, and it looks to me like this is a very good fit for the false flag explanation of what happened, that's the sort of thing that obviously would provoke a response from Russia. And think of how perverse a predicament we find ourselves in when Vladimir Putin, the KGB colonel — I won't say ex-KGB, you're always KGB if you've been in the KGB as far as I'm concerned — the KGB colonel ruling Russia was the most restrained and most moderate voice a year ago during the effort by the Obama administration to start a war in Syria, an overt international conflict, you know, involving United States involvement through NATO and through the United Nations. It was actually Vladimir Putin that got the world to step off the brink there. And just a couple of months later, if not a couple of weeks later, the United States, European Union, pulled the plug on the elected government in Ukraine and started up on a different theater in a different venue, following the same program, trying to bring about a war. One of the things that Kurt Nimmo's piece ends with is talking about the fact that Ukraine, under this new US-EU-installed government, has been brought into the fold of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. It's been taken out of the gap and put into the core. There was a book that came out about 10, 12 years ago called The Pentagon's New Map by Thomas P.M. Barnett, and it talked about the way that the United States over the next couple of decades will be assimilating countries to what he called the functioning core, which is a set of countries that are supervised by and administered under the supposed authority of the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, World Trade Organization, which is the big one, of course, that has to do with remolding economies. So the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, UN, NATO, and then here in the Western Hemisphere, you have NAFTA, CAFTA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas. These all constitute the world's functioning core. And if you're not part of that core, you have to be assimilated through subversion or through warfare. And that was a really interesting look into the mindset of these strategic planners, these would-be world remolders. And Ukraine now has been brought into the core, because one of the first things that happened is that they were brought under the aegis of the World Trade or the International Monetary Fund. So what Nimmo says by way of the closer on his piece is Ukraine is another neoliberal outpost in Eastern Europe. It is geostrategically important due to its long border with Russia. It will continue to serve as a staging ground for provocation aimed at the Russian Federation, the main player in the BRICS effort to break away from the financial grasp of the banker class on Wall Street and the City of London. We mentioned the BRICS before. So that's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And then if you read what Paul Craig Roberts has to say about this, he's on exactly the same page with Mr. Nimmo. The phenomenon of U.S. rules expanding to all U.S. dollar-denominated transactions around the world is accelerating the movement away from the dollar payment system. Some countries have already arranged bilateral agreements with trading partners to make their trade payments in their own currency. The BRICS, in that rival trade coalition headed by Russia and China, the BRICS are establishing new payment methods independently of the dollar and are setting up their own international monetary fund to finance trade imbalances. The U.S. dollar's exchange value depends on its role in the international payment system. That is to say, the only reason why the dollar has value is people are willing to use it to settle accounts. As this role shrivels, so will demand for dollars and the dollar's exchange value. Inflation will enter the U.S. economy via import prices. Already hard-pressed Americans will experience more compression of their living standards. By the way, that's happening right now. Anybody who's been to the grocery store over the last month or so will have a couple of moments that require the administration of a defibrillator. If you take a look at the way, for instance, cereal prices shot through the ceiling. We're seeing price shocks on a lot of protein items. And that's because you cannot forever restrain the price impact of monetary inflation. And when we end up with the dollar no longer being used overseas for settlement of payments, you're going to have the repatriation of these dollars, and it will become first a trickle, then a freshet, and then a flood, and then a deluge, and then a tsunami. I mean, this is something that's likely to happen this year. Concomitant with all the ugliness that the United States government is arranging for there. Continues Paul Craig Roberts. In the 21st century, distrust has been growing of Washington. Washington's lies, such as Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, Assad's use of chemical weapons, and Iranian nukes, are recognized as lies by other governments. The lies were used by Washington to destroy countries and to threaten others with destruction, keeping the world in constant turmoil. Washington delivers no benefit that offsets turmoil that Washington inflicts on everyone else. Now, I mentioned Thomas P.M. Barnett just a few minutes ago, the author of this book, The Pentagon's New Map. Immensely smug, terribly self-satisfied, consistently wrong, never in doubt. In other words, pretty much typical of the sort of people we're talking about who want to reorganize the world according to their whims. One of the things that he said in laying out this grand vision of the world is that the rest of the world is going to be involved in making and selling things. The rest of the world is going to be doing the heavy lifting of building this global architecture. So what is the value-added role of the United States government? And what is it that we provide to the rest of the world that would justify our position at the top of this pyramid? Well, according to Mr. Barnett, we'll provide security. We're in the business of providing security for people. But not in the sense that the United States itself is going to be paying for it or that the United States seems going to be providing the manpower for it. Certainly, we don't have the financial clout to do this, independent of the dollar being accepted as a fiat currency simply because we say people should take it. So we're the systems operators of the world. You know, they build the infrastructure. They're the ones who build the mechanism. We're the ones who simply sit at the computer console and click the mouse and type in the instructions and perhaps do some of the coding. You know, we're the systems operators. That's the vision that he has for the United States. The rest of the world will be, hewers of wood and drawers of water. They'll be the ones that'll be hauling the bricks and then slapping the mortar and actually building the thing. We'll be the one giving everybody the orders. Well, the funny thing is people don't like the world being arranged in that fashion. They don't see any reason why the United States, the indispensable nation, use Madeleine Albright's expression. It's not because she loves this country so much. It's because she loves the power that the government ruling this country can exercise. The rest of the world, while many of them retain a residual affection for the United States, what we have been and what we can be again, they don't really want to be ruled by us. Now, one of the things you said at the beginning of this discussion, Dr. Stan, that I just love, is that Americans just want to be left alone to live our own lives according to the wisdom that we've been given by the Creator that made us, and to mind our own vine and fig tree, to tend to our own families, to tend to our own associations. The thing is, we can't do that anymore in this country. And setting aside the financial chicanery, setting aside the deranged and destructive foreign policy that these people are pursuing, take a look at what we're being told here in terms of the management of our own affairs. Take a look at what's being done to Hobby Lobby. Even after the Supreme Court decision, the forces of progress in the Senate want to overturn that decision because the only thing keeping this country from becoming a theocratic totalitarian state, apparently, is the federal government's claim power to force a Christian business owner to pay for abortion pills. You see, if you don't have...
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you there, William, because we're running out of time. I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your books, how they can get your PayPal button, how they can help you support your continued work educating the American people. Go right ahead.
I do appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate. That's spelled P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T. And if you Google Pro Libertate or William N. Grigg, the blog Pro Libertate should be the first return that you receive. Or you can go directly to it at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is spelled as one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I publish once or twice a week as my schedule permits. There's a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of the page at the bottom of every essay. And there's also a place where people can go to donate by way of Bitcoin. They're part of that system. Once again, freedominourtime.blogspot.com for Pro Libertate the blog. I'm a contributor at lewrockwell.com, L-E-W Rockwell as in Norman Rockwell.com, the head of the Music on Mises Institute of Auburn, Alabama. If you go there this evening, as a matter of fact, one of my pieces is at lewrockwell.com. I also contribute to the blog section of that website, which is found at the right-hand margin of that page. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. And it's broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 7 o'clock Pacific, at libertyroundtable.com. You can go to libertyroundtable.com, and then in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, there's a Listen Live Now button. I believe there's also a list of the terrestrial stations that carry the Liberty News Radio Network. And if you go to my blog, Pro Libertate, once again, if you take a look at the bottom of every essay, just above the PayPal button, which is there, there's a link that you can click on to listen to my broadcast as a podcast. There's an archive of my podcast, which is available to go through my website, once again, prolibertate.com. And once again, the PayPal button is found at the right-hand margin of the page at prolibertate and at the bottom of every essay.
All right, fine. And then, of course, how can they get to your PayPal button?
If you go to prolibertate, the blog, at the bottom of every essay, there's the PayPal button, and also at the right-hand margin of the page, there's a PayPal button as well. There's also a button for Bitcoin.
And you'll never imagine the difficulty I had getting William to put those PayPal buttons on onto his publications, but I think that they've certainly had a response. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Hang on there, William, and let you have the parting thought, because we are moving into very, very difficult and dangerous times.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do certainly hope that those of you who listen to our programs enjoy William Grigg. I think he's certainly one of the most esteemed individuals, and certainly I was very interested in his thoughts tonight, and he shares my concern. So we're heading towards a major cataclysmic event. Now, what can you do out there? Well, you can ignore this. Everything's going to be fine. There's nothing to worry about, and you do that at your own peril. Or certainly you can help us get the information out and basically get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Not only read it yourself, if you'd like to get it in bulk, why, of course, we will reduce the price. But we need you to help us get the information out so people can understand. We were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there really are supernatural forces that energize this movement towards a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and suddenly the destruction of Christianity. And that, of course, is one of the common denominators behind everything going on today, is to destroy Christianity. And it's only reinforces my belief that Christianity is absolutely real. But you have to understand, we're dealing with people who hate God, who hate the God of the Bible, who hate Jesus Christ, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to further that agenda. And when you understand that, you can understand why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools, why they've destroyed the moral fabric of our society, and basically why we're heading into some major crisis situations. But everybody, of course, who discusses this misses the fact that God is involved. What is God going to do? Quite frankly, I can't tell you. I can't speak for God. But I will tell you that when a nation turns against God, God eventually turns against that nation and brings terrible things to happen to it. However, we have certainly a large Christian population, different than any other nation in the world. And I think that God probably has a far different plan for the United States than he has for the other nations. Are things going to be good here? Are we suddenly going to get by without any terrible suddenly complications and suffering? And I don't believe that for one minute. But I do believe our Christians can begin to start making plans, suddenly helping us get this reach other people. And your job is to reach as many people and tell them about our programs and tell them about what's going on. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, you can get all of our 4 CD sets there. We have literally hundreds of them, and our DVDs, the books, that will all help you to understand the spiritual nature of the battle that is taking place today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And your job is to reach as many people as you can. And certainly you cannot force people to believe, but you can ask questions. You can raise questions as to why things are happening. And certainly a certain number of people will hear what you have to say and will respond. Some people are never going to respond. I believe that God has no intention of saving them, but I can see that God has certainly worked in my life and the lives of other people. people and my family and has brought them into an understanding of what's going on. And he will work in your life and the life of your family and the people you come in contact with if you give him the opportunity to. So again, our website is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day and Sydney archive 24 hours a day, where you can certainly read our newsletters, and William Grieg writes our newsletters at the present current time, but you can go back and read the things I wrote as only 10 or 15 years ago that will help you better to understand this group of very evil people who control both political parties, who control certainly our media, who control our banks, who control our corporations, who control the wealth of America, the educational system, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. And once you understand what's going on, why, of course, it all begins to make sense. And then, of course,